Rapids to Detroit. This is the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahalan, Brian Elke, Anthony Bellino all joining you. You can join us. Text the keyword Sports Radio. Send it to 21000. Sports Radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. Let's get right to that Meyer Supercenter guest line. It's where we find Freddie this morning. Freddie, my man, good morning to you, partner. How are you? Happy Tuesday.
Good morning, AB. I haven't been able to turn on the TV in a while. Are you able to sit down? I mean, are you okay? Are the pants expanded still? Or, I mean, just check. Are you able to sit down?
I have to remain seated, Freddie.
Too bad it wasn't your birthday last weekend.
Also, had to remain seated, Freddie.
Absolutely.
This is a family-friendly show, Freddie. I don't know. You know, I don't know where you know. Geez, Louise, we got children listening to this. What's going on?
I'm a terrible human being. Anyways, first of all, hey, John Wagner, if you're listening, I love you. Just send a smoke signal if you are listening. I love. He keeps you on your toes. He is so smart. Love the guy. And I too, Anthony, have been to the Grotto, and I was actually going to go this weekend. We were at the condo, and I told my wife, but let's go to Notre Dame again. She was like, again? I'm like, yeah. I said, if you don't want to go, I'll go by myself. Stay with the kids. And then the kids wouldn't let me go. I'm like, it would have been nice to go light a candle one more time before Brian Kelly left, but I
hope you plan on lighting that candle for me, by the way.
Well, I was going to ask you, when you prayed at the Grotto, because you just said you prayed at the Grotto, mm-hmm. Did you pray for Jim Harbaugh to beat Ohio State? Tell me truthful.
Oh, no. What year was that? What year was the last year I was there? Last time I was there, it was the Catholics versus Convicts.
Oh,
Miami had just come to Notre Dame. I want to say that was five years ago, maybe six.
Oh, yeah, right when Harbaugh got to Michigan.
Yeah, right when he got there. Yeah, no, I pray for real things. The outcomes of sporting events, good. Not so much.
That's what I want to hear. Sports don't matter. It's supposed to be fun entertainment. And kudos to Lincoln Riley. Dude, you're going to love the L.A. life, I'll tell you that.
I'm telling you, I love Lincoln Riley at USC. I think that's great for college football. As long and I think that they'll be pretty good. I think that he'll be comfortable there. I think that he'll like it there. I think there's some really good opportunity. I think that's a really good situation for all of college football.
Yeah, we'll see how good he is. I mean, he was never great at Oklahoma. I mean, they would get to the end and they would get blown out. So we'll see how good they are. But and they haven't won in a long while either. So I mean, 2001. I mean, Bob Stoops, it's been a long while. But, you know, I called because I told you yesterday I had a question for you. I've been thinking about it. I got to get Ryan involved in it, too. But real quickly, the Javier Baez I heard you guys bring up this morning, you know, I don't think with the Tigers, this is my opinion, I don't think it matters how much money they spend or who they sign. I think we need to remember this team has gone full analytical. So, analytics. And I don't know. Maybe they see something with Baez when it comes to analytics versus Carrera. Carrera. Oh, my God. There we go again. Carrera.
Correa.
Maybe they see maybe they see something that we're not seeing analytically-wise. You know, so I think, you know, like remember Grossman, when they signed him last year, everyone screamed. They were like, well, how could you sign this guy? Look what he did for him. So I just think... I think we should look out for that first when it comes to signing players for the Tigers.
Also might be something there away from the analytics that's on the human element, right? And they might see something in Javier where they're like, hey, his strikeout rate's kind of high. And that doesn't necessarily matter in today's game, but his walk rate is kind of low, so maybe he's got some bad plate judgment. This is something we can address and we can fix as well.
Yeah, and plus, let's face it. Since they built Comerica Park, they've been wanting to fit players in the Comerica Park, you know, hit doubles, triples, and, you know, Badu's one of those guys. And we'll just see what happens. We'll see. I mean, they went full analytics, and it's kind of worked for Oakland other than winning championships. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, this Michigan thing, I want to ask you, and I'm surprised no one's really brought this up. I'm a big believer in life. In life, I think sometimes your best losses – in life, in sports, whatever it is some of the best things that ever happened to you, mm-hmm. Okay? Because you learn from them. And that's life. I mean, I've been in business for over 35 years. I know. I've lost and been defeated and been on top. So I get it. But, you know, with the Michigan State, when Michigan State beat Michigan, you know, obviously Ryan was ecstatic. I was curious what Ryan thought immediately after Michigan State beat Michigan. Now, I know my guess is for a Michigan fan, they probably thought, here we go again. It's not going to happen again. For Michigan State, you know, they might have thought, hey, you know what? We might have a chance here. Now, you think Michigan, maybe that loss really helped Michigan because they seemed like a different team even playing that game because they played really good that game. You got to give them kudos. They played really good in that game. You think maybe that loss taught them a lot and humbled them to take that next level.
Yeah, I think there could be some truth to that. You know, I think that
the only reason I say that is because Michigan State, when they won that game, I don't remember when they lost to Purdue, if it was the next week or the week after, they got trucked by Purdue. Maybe Michigan, if they would have won that game, they would have got trucked by their next opponent. You know what I'm saying? So maybe it helped them.
Yeah, it's possible. I believe in things like that. I think that with college football, the margin for error is so slim. You know, I just it's tough because it's like, okay, you lose one game, you're on the fritz. You lose two games and you're eliminated. And I just think that the teams can get better and can get worse throughout the course of a season because the schedules aren't anywhere near. They're not anything similar to one another, depending on, you know, what your athletic director has put on your docket. But I believe that loss could have helped this team in some form or fashion. Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that.
I mean, because Wisconsin was their first true test this year, right? They had to go on the road. They never go on the road and win, right? Now, Wisconsin was their first true test, and they surprised a lot of people. They beat Wisconsin, right? Mm-hmm. Even though Wisconsin, they went away from themselves. They went away from the running game, they the quarterback, and then they kind of found themselves. So was that a great win for Michigan? Yes. No, I don't know. I think Penn State was a bigger win for Michigan than Wisconsin was, in my opinion, because Penn State, I think, was a tougher situation, the whiteout and everything like that. And then they came and pulled that game out. But I really believe, you know, just kind of looking back, because me, a guy has been critical of Harbaugh, you know, where did they make that turn? I mean, is it just because they brought in a couple position coaches? There had to be more than just that. I think
defensively you could see, you know, even though Ohio State's wide receivers, they caught everything. Smith and Jigba and Wilson, they were catching everything in sight. But Michigan did a really good job of keeping everybody in front of them, right? They never got beat over the top, which is really the key. And if you look at big plays, I think Michigan had three plays over 30 yards, three or four plays over 30 yards. I don't know if Ohio State had more than one. They had the Olave catch for 39 yards, but outside of that, you know, Smith and Jigba and Wilson, they both had over 100 yards receiving. And if you'd have told me that beforehand, I'd have said Michigan's in trouble. But they made everything very challenging for Ohio State. They kept them in front, and I think that a lot of that has to do with hiring a new defensive coordinator. You know, out with the old, in with the new. We're going to adjust the teams on the fly. We're going to be able to make adjustments at halftime. We're going to be able to contain you. I think that is. It still befuddles me how Kenneth Walker had such a good game against Michigan. Like what an outstanding day that young man had.
You know what? Michigan reminded me of Saturday. They reminded me of Ohio State, a great Ohio State defense, very athletic, athletes getting to the ball right away. That's Ohio State. Michigan kind of, you know, got some athletes this year, and that's kind of what they, to me, what they resembled, because that game was just unbelievable. And, you know, I was listening to another radio show yesterday, and they made kind of a good point about Hutchinson. You know, they keep forgetting about the guy on the other side. How great would Hutchinson be if the other guy wasn't on the other side?
Ajabo?
You know, yeah.
Oh, I don't think anybody forgets about Ajabo. I mean, the two of them go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Right?
But, I mean,
nationally, not locally.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
I think Hutchinson's greater because Ajabo's on the other side. I think people don't point that out enough. You know, maybe they're right. I'm just saying that's what I heard. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, Hutchinson, you know, that'd be kind of crazy if he's the number one pick, kid from Dearborn. And, you know, we've seen what happened with a kid from Dearborn for the Red Sox, Derek Lowe. So, anyways, talk to you guys later.
That's Freddie. All right, we'll be back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, welcomes you with a special offer on college basketball. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you're going to win $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet. Enjoy college hoops like never before with BetMGM's live betting options and boosted odds specials right there at your fingertips all season long. All you have to do is download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in the game that you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Michigan only. This is a new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
My mom's implants after breast cancer made her sicker than chemotherapy.
Breast implants permanently disabled my daughter.
I breastfed with implants. It made my baby sick.
Breast implants caused my wife's cancer.
My friend died because of her implants. Turns out they were recalled.
You probably know someone who was harmed by breast implants. For more information about this public service announcement, please visit www.dangerousimplants.com.
Back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Haitlin, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. You can join us. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. Dan, you were giving me a stat during the break, but I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Yes, the 2021 Warriors are the one of two teams to not lose by more than 4 points in their first 20 games. So the other team is the 2015-16 Warriors, who started 20-0, so obviously they couldn't lose by four, or well, more than four. And then this season's Golden State Warriors are 18-2, and both losses are by four or less.
Steph Curry, man. Steph Curry, the emergence of Jordan Poole. God. Guy's so good. He's so good at basketball. They're must-watch TV. It's unfortunate they play in the state of California. Can you imagine if that would have been like the Knicks or somebody? You know, where we could get them on television regularly.
See, it used to be different for us because we just didn't care. Like, I mean, when the teams were out west and we were kids, I would just stay up. I didn't. Now it's more like, oh, I have
you
to
didn't
be
have
up
responsibility.
Early. Well, yeah, but even in the, you know, I would still stay up and watch late night Red Wing games like an idiot.
Oh, San Jose Sharks.
And there were a lot of them back then because they were in the West.
Yes, this is true. This is very true. I got a question for you. And the reason I love the Golden State Warriors is because I feel like they play basketball the right way. They move the ball. They move without it. You know, they're fun. I don't feel like Steph Curry has a ton of arrogance and ego and everything else. He just seems to really enjoy the game of basketball. Can't wait to see. This is all without Klay Thompson over the last two seasons. Hopefully he can return to at least 75% of what he used to be before an Achilles and an ACL. Like, just absolutely brutal for him and his career to be derailed the way that it was. But hopefully he gets it back on the tracks. Golden State, You think about the Warriors. You think about, you know, the guard play there, the shooting. It's incredible. I do have this question that I wanted to ask because I was watching it and I was paying attention to it. You know, the Lions didn't play on Sunday, which was, you know, a little bit of a reprieve from what we've seen. And as Sunday's game slate, you know, we were laughing about it a little bit last week because the games, just there was nothing on the scoreboard that really jumped out at you in the 1 o'clock window, right? I mean, you know, John Wagner's trying to give me a whole bunch of bullwash over the NFL scheduled games. It's like the Raiders-Cowboys game in overtime was awesome. They have a real overtime there, too. Bears-Lions, unfortunately for the Lions, they lose by 2 points, another heartbreaker. The Bills-Saints game in at the end of the night, I mean, Josh Allen threw for 4 touchdowns. Like, if you're New Orleans, you gotta find a quarterback. That much is for certain. But, okay, you look at the 1 o'clock window, and like you got Bengals-Steelers. Like, that's a good game in the AFC North. Steelers really needed it. Bengals just bombed them again. The Buccaneers-Colts game was fun. Dolphins-Panthers, not really a whole lot going on there. Tua had a nice game. Defense starting to turn things around there in Miami, so that's a positive. And the Carolina Panthers, you know, I was told by a bunch of yahoos that Cam Newton, you know, he was going to be the savior, and Carolina's back, and this, that, and the third. And, you know, now Christian McCaffrey's on injured reserve, and Cam Newton is not a great quarterback. So it is what it is. He didn't dive on the fumble in the Super Bowl, and he told you everything that you needed to know about Cam Newton, the football player, at that point. I don't care how big his hat is, or if he wears an ascot, or, you know, what he looks like in the post-game press conference. None of that matters. Give me substance over style, please. Patriots-Titans. That's a huge game for Mac Jones. Huge. And Tennessee reeling a little bit. They gotta kind of find themselves. Is anybody playing better than the Patriots right now? I don't know. The Giants and Eagles, nah. Falcons and Jags, nah. Jets and Texans, woof. Broncos, Chargers, interesting. Interesting there. My San Diego Superchargers, a.k.a. the L.A. Bolts, not playing very good football right now. But in that 4 o'clock window, there was the Green Bay Packers taking on the L.A. Rams. You also had the Niners and Vikings, which was a really good game. And a great win for San Francisco. San Francisco quietly kind of lurking in the shrubs. But Green Bay hosting L.A. Now that was a game I wanted to watch. That was it. And the scoreboard might have said 36-28. But it was never close. That is not indicative of what a beating Aaron Rodgers delivered to your boy, Matthew Stafford. And my question is, did you pay attention to that game? Did you watch that game? And who were you rooting for in that game? Who did you want to see come out victorious in that football game? Most Lions fans say, why can't Aaron Rodgers, you know, COVID toe and everything else. The guy allegedly, you know, Joe Buck said that his toe was immunized. I mean, hilarious. That is, Joe Buck just slid it in there, too. Like, oh, so you're saying Aaron Rodgers is saying that his toe was immunized. Yeah, that's a first down in Green Bay. It was great. Just so under the radar, just slid it in there. But were you paying attention to this football game, and were you rooting for a specific side? Because a lot of Lions fans are like, I can't root for Green Bay. They've been too good for too long. They're in our division. It doesn't matter. We're not competitive this year. What does it matter if Green Bay has a good season, or Chicago has a good season, or Minnesota has a good season, or the Saskatchewan Roughriders have a good season? We have not won a football game yet. Zero. So what does it matter if Aaron Rodgers throws for 12 touchdowns and leads the Packers to the Super Bowl? That has no impact on your life. It's not going to help the Lions. It doesn't change anything for the Lions. It's not like the Green Bay Packers are recruiting people. You know what I mean? Like, their success has nothing to do with us. Also, one of the reasons I think Aaron Rodgers should probably stay.
That's the thing. The Packers do recruit people, Anthony. Don't act like they don't, because, I mean, we literally witnessed it last year when Aaron Rodgers basically signed all the guys that he wanted to sign because the Packers wouldn't listen to him. So he said, no, you're going to bring back all the guys that I told you to bring back, and it happened.
Randall Cobb?
There were a couple other guys. There was an O-lineman, I believe, that he wanted back. Yeah, but Randall Cobb actually got the biggest touchdown of the game the other day.
Like recruiting as in like college recruiting, right? Like what Green Bay is doing, you got to build your team through the draft. You can sprinkle in some free agents and that's fine. Free agents will come if you're going to pay them. If you're somewhat competitive and you're going to pay them, they're going to show up. You know, Randall Cobb is an established relationship as an example of Aaron Rodgers. So that, I mean, the Lions were not in the running for Randall Cobb. I don't think Randall Cobb was on the radar for, oh, Lions got to sign this guy. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, you know, Notre Dame against Michigan, Michigan against Michigan State, Mel Tucker and Jim Harbaugh are sitting in your living room. You know what I mean? It's just different. You got the cash, you're competitive. That's that. You know, that's what the guys want to play for something, right? And so if you're Green Bay, like, who are you guys actively rooting for? Because I wanted Green Bay to hammer the Rams. I did. I wanted them to beat them to a bloody pulp. And that's what happened. And I enjoyed every second of it. Matthew Stafford throwing a pick six. I giggled. I did. Does that make me sound salty? Does that make me sound bad, like a poor sport? Because I don't think I'm a poor sport for it. I just, that's what I wanted
I
to
think,
see.
I think we're all, at least the three of us, are in the, finally other people are realizing Matthew Stafford isn't an all-pro. Is he a good quarterback? Yes. Is he Aaron Rodgers? No. Is he Drew Brees? No. Is he Russell Wilson? No. Is he a good quarterback? Yeah. But finally, other people are realizing, he's not a top three quarterback.
He's proving that to Detroit.
It's already proven to Detroit.
Is it, though? Because yeah. I always felt like there was something missing. You know, like, it was always Stafford, there was no run game. He finally got a defense, they made the playoff. Okay, he made the playoff, you lose. Like, I don't really know if we really could. Like, everybody tells us all the talent that he has. But why didn't he elevate the Detroit Lions? Well, now you got everything
he did,
you need.
Don't say he did not elevate the Detroit Lions, Anthony. Come on now.
5 wins, okay, that's elevated from 0. And they did win 11 games, so okay. All right, they had, what, 3 nice seasons?
And, I mean, he made Golden Tate into a Pro Bowler. He made Marvin Jones into a Pro Bowler. I mean,
kind of out on the Pro Bowl, but that's okay.
I'm like,
I see what you're saying.
Golden Tate was an okay wide receiver. He came to the Lions. He was like a fantasy stud because everybody knew he was the only guy that was getting the ball.
Yeah, well, I mean, it also helps when you got to throw it 50 times a game because you have no run game. But you got everything you need out there now. That's my point. That always felt like something was missing in Detroit. We'll come back to this because we got to hit the break, and Kyle Barlow's going to join us on the other side. But it's a fascinating conversation. We'll step aside. Back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, welcomes you with a special offer on college basketball. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Simply place a $10 money line wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you're going to win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet. Enjoy college hoops like never before with BetMGM's live betting options and boosted odds specials right there at your fingertips all season long. All you have to do is download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in the game that you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Michigan only. This is a new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.